If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. Let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from ImmediateWay2944 and says, "Am I the asshole for going fishing the day my ex was giving birth? I, male 29, ended a relationship with this woman, Maria, female 27, about 1.5 years ago. Our relationship was largely casual, and I made it abundantly clear to Maria that I didn't want a serious long-term relationship. Maria agreed since we had such wildly different values and beliefs. But after being together for about 11 months, she confessed that she wanted a serious relationship with the prospect of getting married. I declined, as I thought, and still think, we are way too different to start something like that. We continued our relationship for a few more months when Maria brought up marriage and starting a family again. She started saying things like how her family and friends liked me, as well as how we'd be a great fit. At this stage, I decided to break things off with Maria. I felt like we both wanted different things, and it was better if we went our separate ways. Maria was devastated by our breakup and begged me to remain in contact. So I did, and we kept a decently close friendship for the past 1.5 years. Since then, Maria's life has been through a downward spiral. She hasn't gotten in any serious relationships. She's been in many, but they've only lasted 2 months at most, and most of the guys were not very good. This lifestyle has caused a lot of friction with her parents, and she tells me she no longer speaks with them because of it. Maria has also failed out of graduate school and has struggled to find work before finally landing a job she hates a few months ago. One of the guys Maria was with got her pregnant at some point, and she was scheduled to give birth at some point last week. Leading up to the birth, Maria started calling me a lot, and she seemed very apprehensive. She told me that she was terrified of becoming a mum. I tried to reassure her that she'd make a great mum. Visited her several times in the past few months and helped her out whenever I could. Maria ended up giving birth last week. On the day, I was going fishing with some of my old friends that I hadn't seen in a while. When I found out about the birth the following day from one of Maria's friends, I called her and congratulated her. Maria sounded exhausted but was happy I called. Later that week, I started getting a lot of messages from Maria's friends, telling me how I should have been there since Maria was so afraid. None of her family showed up, and she was hoping I'd come. One of her friends, Katie, female 28, was particularly angry. She said that I needed to be more supportive of Maria since she felt alone and I was abusing the trust Maria had in me. Honestly, I get helping out and being there for friends, but I feel like it wasn't exactly my responsibility. Also, she had two of her other friends, Katie and another girl, with her on the day of the birth, so I don't know what I could have added. Am I the arsehole? More context. For those wondering, the father is back in Austria, and there is like 60% chance he doesn't even know about the kid. All of Maria's friends knows he's the dad, but they just refer to him as some arsehole. But I do maintain a cordial relationship with Maria. I have no interest in raising her child. Even more context. For those wondering, I knew the baby was supposed to be born last week. He was scheduled for Saturday, but the little guy decided he wanted to come earlier, so he was born on Wednesday. I left town Tuesday night and planned on coming back on Friday. The baby was born on Wednesday, and I only found out on Thursday. I called Maria afterwards and congratulated her. I did not make any promises about being there for the kid's birth. Absolutely not the arsehole in this situation. I thought at one stage that the friends maybe didn't know that OP wasn't the father, and that's why they were so angry. But OP confirmed in the additional context information that they did know. So what the fuck are they complaining about? And to me, it just feels like this is all getting too unhealthy now. She's attaching herself in some way to OP, that maybe she wants him back. Maybe she thinks that, you know, he'll be the father to this child. So I think it's time to, you know, break that contact, I think. Which might sound a bit rough and abrupt, but I think it's the only way forward. Be interested to know what your thoughts on this. But Joss says, not the arsehole. Guarantee that she had this fantasy where you bonded with a kid and came back to her. Time to walk away. And I wonder if the friends are sort of in on that in some way as well. Do they think that's going to happen as well? Federal Ferret says, dude, she's just looking for a daddy. I'd back away from the friendship. I got verdict since my comment got traction. Not the arsehole. Superflex says, not the arsehole, but dude, be real. Maria totally wants to get back together and have you long term as a husband and father to her kid. Her friends know it, and apparently the strategy at the moment is to guilt, shame, and harass you towards a role and relationship you don't want. It seems like you think you're trying to be a good guy slash friend here. But if your and Maria's hopes and expectations for the future don't match, maybe it's time to rip off the bandage and walk away. And a final comment from OKRIP2794, who says, not the arsehole, what the fuck? You're not the father, so why on earth would you be there? She's already bullied and harassed you into staying friends with her. And now this. You should have not given in the first place and just cut contact with her completely. It's extremely inappropriate. She's got her friends to harass you. You should ask them why they weren't there. Remind them that you are not the father and that you ended the situation you had going on a few years back. That she kept harassing you until you gave up just to be friends. And that if they care so much, that they are the ones that should have been there with her. I think you should block them all. And it's like, I'd love to be a fly on the wall between the conversations between the friends and the ex here to see what they're actually saying to each other, because that is just batshit thinking, isn't it? But in the update, Opie says, before I proceed with my update, I'd like to clarify a few points that have been raised. Many people have been wondering about my statement regarding Maria's values and beliefs not aligning with mine. By this, I meant that Maria and I differ on various topics, such as religion, finances, and culture. While I do respect Maria and enjoyed my time with her, for a long-time relationship involving marriage and children, I prefer someone who shares more similarities to me. My own family also felt that Maria and I weren't a good match in the long run, though they did acknowledge her as a nice girl. Firstly, Maria and I have very different opinions on religion. I don't want to get too bogged down in the details, but I feel like this was a major obstacle to us forming a lasting relationship, especially considering how we both wanted children eventually. Second, we both come from different places financially. Maria is in a significant amount of debt, both student loans and credit card debt. While I don't judge being in debt, I do think Maria could be more careful with her finances. I admit that I have more privileged perspective than her, so I might not fully understand her financial struggles. Nonetheless, during our time together, I felt like she would typically spend more than she should. Lastly, Maria and I have different cultural backgrounds. Though we're both Americans, we come from different walks of life, which was a point of contention for my family, especially my older sister, female 36, and sometimes for even myself during certain points in our relationship. I'd also like to acknowledge that I'm fairly certain Maria still has feelings for me. Whenever we talk privately, she loves to reminisce about our time together and usually refers to it as the happiest time of her life. Not to mention, if I mention to her a date I've been on, I can tell it hurts her, but she tries to hide it. Moving on to the update. I spoke with my older brother Brad, male 32, over the phone since posting, and he said that he thinks it's time Maria and I completely part ways. Our differences were already big, and now with her having a child, it's completely unrealistic for anything to ever work out between us. Brad believes that by maintaining contact, I'm only giving Maria false hope of us getting back together. He also thinks that given how Maria's friends reacted to my absences, it's clear they are all hoping we get back together. I hoped I'd be able to remain friends with Maria, but after hearing my brother and doing some self-reflection, I realized that I couldn't do so in good faith. I don't plan on suddenly cutting contact since Maria just had a baby and all, but I will be winding down contact in the coming weeks and months. However, for the next month or so, I will mostly act like I normally do since it's a very difficult time for her and her social circle is already small. Monday evening, I got a call from Maria. We chatted for a bit, and she mentioned how she'd like me and some of our friends to come and meet the baby in a few weeks when he gets bigger and stronger. I did agree to this, and we'll be getting together at her place in about a month to see the little guy. She also shared some photos of him with me and again mentioned the nervousness about raising him alone. When I asked her about the father, she admitted she hadn't spoken to him in a while, which is frustrating. Aside from this, there isn't much else to report. I wish Maria all the best and hope she finds her way through parenthood. And the top comments on that update, Little Bit Funny says, please just cut contact, in quotes. I did agree to this and we'll be getting together at her place in about a month to see the little guy. And it says this is not cutting contact. This is laying the groundwork for her to use as leverage to say that the baby loves you and misses you and needs to have you in his life. Just block her and be done with it. Nowhere Near Berlin says, in quotes, Brad believes that by maintaining contact, I'm only giving Maria false hope of us getting back together. And then says, I agree with bro here. This friendship needs to end so that Maria can move on. She won't if you stay in her life, unfortunately. It sucks to lose a friend. I'm sorry. I'm glad those comments did say that at the end there, because I was certainly feeling like that. The update didn't feel good to me at all. It just felt like, you know, you're just dragging this out when it needs to happen pretty much instantaneously. I know in some ways OP's trying to do the right thing by her. They don't want to leave her when she's already pretty vulnerable. But the path that OP has taken at the moment just feels like it's going to create more drama down the road. Like the commenter said, when you turn up and meet this baby, it just feels like, and her comments about, you know, being a single parent, of course, yeah, it's good. I imagine that's pretty scary, right? But it just feels like it's all setting OP up to be this father role, if you like. And many of the comments saying very, very similar, like, don't drag this out. But what do you guys make of this situation? Maybe you have a different opinion on the matter. Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. And let's move on to another story.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Now, our next story does have an update, but a lot of comments that I've seen so far, I haven't actually read the story myself yet, but a lot of the comments I was seeing on the back of it were saying it's not quite concluded yet. So, you know, if you don't want to listen to it, totally up to you. Timestamps down in the description, all that good stuff. The story is from a deleted user who says, I'm married to a woman who acts like a teenage girl. From the True Off My Chest subreddit. It says, my wife behaves like a teenage girl and I don't know whether to laugh or cry. This is just a rant. Curious to know how many full-grown adults behave the way my wife does. I'd say out of all of the adult women I know, like friends, relatives, wives of my friends, none of them behave this way unless they keep it a closely guarded secret. Edited right here to add that my wife is in her 30s for context. My wife is always obsessed with somebody, a man or sometimes multiple men at one time. Usually there is one or two main focuses at a time. When I talk obsessed, I mean obsessed like a teenage girl or maybe even preteen girl would be. I've seen pictures of her bedroom when she was at that age and there were literally wallpapers and posters of her favorite guys. That's totally normal for a 13-year-old girl. She still behaves that way as a woman in her 30s. Granted, our bedroom walls aren't wallpapered in posters, but they probably would be if I allowed it. Her obsessions have ranged from rock stars, actors, non-entertainment industry public figures. It's like one day she hasn't even heard of the guy in question, and the next day she's super fan number one and knows just about everything there is to know about him. She'll read and watch everything there is to watch about the man. She'll bring him up in every conversation. She will adopt parts of him into her own personality. She will suggest things that make it clear to me that she wants to adopt characteristics of these men as part of my appearance or personality. She'll openly admit to me that she's masturbated over the guy multiple times in one day. When she finds a new man to obsess over, she puts the others in a little stable of men who she always has a place in her heart and in her fantasies, so they never really go away. The new man just takes center stage and becomes the main focus of her entire life. So, the current obsession is so strange to me. Never saw this one coming, but leave it to her to always find somebody new to fall in love with. The intensity that she has during these periods is honestly like she falls in love with these men. I'm laughing so hard just typing this all. Her current obsession is Bret Hart. Not Bret the Hitman Hart, surely. The former pro wrestler. It is. The best of the best. This woman had never watched wrestling before in her life. Always thought that stuff was below her. And now she's obsessed with this former pro wrestler. She's watched one show about him, for reasons I'm not aware of, and I could tell almost instantly where it was headed. I thought, here we go. So now the Bret Hart obsession is in full swing. Has she already dropped close to $1,000 in vintage Bret Hart shirts on eBay? Of course. For all the stickers and magnets and all sorts of other stupid crap she can find. Yep. Does she send me Bret the Hart YouTube clips all day long when she's supposed to be working? Yes, she does. So, I better get to work on brushing up my Bret Hart knowledge and taglines. This is the key to getting laid when it comes to her. I'm used to this by now. It's just not something I can easily explain to anyone I know. I mean, there's things I'm a fan of, but she is next level. I can't think of anyone I know who is her age and acts like this. She was voted most likely to grow up and become a groupie when she was in high school, so this is absolutely nothing new for her. Sigh. As always, there were some comments with Opie responding, "Get bread, not head," says, "You pretended to act like other men for 20 years. Damn, dude, I hope you're finding ways to accept it and cope. That sounds rough. Having to be someone else to have sex. Stay strong, King." Opie says, "Nah, I just learned their catchphrases or gained some deep fan knowledge that are impressive or maybe perfect a vocal impression of them that I can drop at the opportune time. The vocal impersonations work the best as far as making her like me and being like, okay, wanna have sex now?" Lost Library Book says, "But what you guys actually shared together? That's not related to the obsession of the season. I'm not going to even bother asking if she's tried to learn about any of your hobbies or interests. Not gonna lie, this is all pretty grim to me. My man, I'm someone who loves having a partner who is passionate about things and nerds out. I fear that you spent so long with her infatuation steamrolling over you and your own interests and preferences that you have convinced yourself that getting attention by proxy is your main source of validation from your spouse is a healthy way to live. If I told you that I was big into anime or Japanese RPGs, and the only way I get interested in doing it with my actual wife is if she adopts the catchphrases or personality characteristics of my latest waifu, would you feel some concern for my wife's mental health? I'm also wondering about this spending." Opie says she's pretty dismissive of my interests and hobbies. "I'd like her to pretend to show a little more interest sometimes. I make an effort to show real interest in her stuff, and she does not do the same. I'm very into music, and I do geek out over guitars and gear and things like that, and she couldn't tell you anything about any of the guitars I own other than he has a blue one, he has a red one. We do love some of the same bands. Of course, she wants to fuck the band members, and I just want to talk about the chord progression of my favorite guitar tracks, but it's close enough. We like a lot of the same movies and that sort of thing. Have the same sense of humor and can keep each other laughing for ages. We have a lot of the same views on life and the world in general. I don't know. We just get each other, I guess. I would be concerned about the waifu thing, but I guess in my case, she always likes guys who I think are pretty cool anyway. She has good taste at least. If she has to be obsessing over some other guy constantly, at least she does it over guys I can respect on some level. Regarding the spending, I spend way more than she does. Only difference is, it's not usually fan merch I'm buying. But she tolerates my spending when it comes to stuff like guitar gear. She rolls her eyes and reprimands me, but she tolerates it and just knows I won't stop. I'm the same when it comes to her fan stuff. I get it. She wants the vintage 1993 Bret Hart shirt that costs hundreds. Not a modern t-shirt just anyone could go online and buy for $25 right now. She wants the cool, rare stuff. I'm the same with my guitar, so I guess it's like we understand each other in some way. I think it's weird to become a fan of somebody and 2 days later drop thousands on them though. At least my money pit is consistent. I think we both feel like we're the only person who semi-understands and tolerate all this stuff from each other. And for me, that is pretty concerning, the amount of hyperfixation in one post. And don't get me wrong, you know, I hyperfixate on certain things as well, but the level of this just sounds like it's getting out of hand, or has been out of hand for some time now. And there were many comments like sort of making light about the Bret, the Hitman Hart stuff, not making light of sort of like any sort of mental illness or anything like that, but the actual situation itself. I don't know where OP's going to go with this one, but we're going to dive straight into the update that says, I recently wrote about my wife suddenly discovering former wrestler Bret the Hitman Hart one day, after never knowing of his existence, experienced love at first sight, and is now even deeper in love with him than she was a month ago. Tonight I experienced a good hour of her sobbing, literal sobs, after watching the Bret Hart A&E biography. I just love him so much. I love him with all my heart. I don't want any more bad things to happen to him. Also, I'm very jealous he's not my husband. The fuck? She also went from wanting any kids to suddenly wanting a baby so she can name it Bret. A girl or boy, doesn't matter, they will be named Bret. And she almost had me convinced. I blame that on the heat of the moment. She's bought all sorts of clothes just like his. My wife now dresses like Bret Hart in and outside the ring. What? Now, just jumping in the middle of a story here, so I do apologize for that. I was a big fan of wrestling when I was younger. We used to, you know, role play wrestling with our friends and stuff, and Bret the Hitman Hart was a big character back then. Have you seen how he dresses, especially in the ring? Here's a picture. Obviously, again, I will just say I'm not making light of that situation, but holy moly. We continue. The past few days, she's been acting really annoyed with me. Finally, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing wrong? I bought you Bret Hart stuff for your birthday. I call you Mrs. Bret Hart now, even though you're my wife. I even sent you flowers at work from Bret. I mean, that was supposed to get me points because she knew they were from me, and I was playing into her obsession, which she's now apparently shared with everyone she works with. They brought her a giant Bret Hart wall decal for her office. Okay, so I did forget our anniversary, which was very recently. Totally forgot it. Then again, so did she. She was too busy masturbating over Bret Hart to remember our wedding anniversary. I mean, bad husband points for me, obviously, but all the birthday gifts had to have made up for it. I mean, I even ordered a Bret Hart birthday dinner banner and got her a Bret Hart themed birthday cake as if she were a 7-year-old boy in the year 1994. So why is she acting so annoyed lately? Why does she act like she hates me and can't even stand to be in the same room as me? Finally, she admits, I'm not Bret Hart. None of her obsession has ever been this bad. She's seriously threatening me with divorce now because I'm not Bret Hart. She just wants a guy like that. She had to go walk the dog today and cry over it. How much she hates me and wishes she was married to Bret Hart. Oh fuck me, you want a guy like your dad because that's what Bret Hart is like. Exactly like her dad. The same look, the same hair, the same damn age. I told her I think she should get checked out for autism or some other sort of disorder. Her obsessions have never been this bad. She should make an appointment now because the waitlist is long. She just laughed. There's nothing wrong with her. She just has different taste in men now, according to her. Holy moly, we're in new territory, folks. Side chick says therapist here, she needs to see a psychiatrist. This is mental illness to the extreme. Either she goes or you leave. This is ultimatum territory. And stop giving into her obsession. It makes it worse. Dwalt says, man, when she threatens divorce, take it. Jump at the chance. Hell, sit, be a good boy, and offer your fucking poor if that's what it takes to get treated to an exit strategy. Don't worry about dignity. Sounds like you gave all that up a long time ago. Opie says, she's even looked up the divorce process for where we live. and says we can be amicable about everything. She assures me she's not looking to take anything that is rightfully mine. She just wants a clean break. Sophie says, I'm surprised it has even lasted this long. Calling her Miss Bret Hart, I can't even fathom. Opie says, excuse me, it's Mrs. Bret Hart, not Ms. Opie had some information saying, I pay all of our shared bills, mortgage, car insurance, all utilities, internet, etc. And P. Jerky says, what's the old saying? Crazy is fun to sleep with, but terrible to be married to, something like that. Sounds like she'd be a blast in the sack, but terrible to be in committed relationship. Opie says that's pretty much it. But I also mention she doesn't cook or clean. Not that I expect the woman to do all of that, but she doesn't do it at all. My word. Very, very rare that I'm lost for words on these stories, but I'm pretty lost for words on this one. And I can only think to that first comment on the update that says you either need to get help or get out of this because currently you're enabling it. And it just seems to be making things worse. But that's certainly enough Reddit for me today. Anyway, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much for being involved. And hopefully I'll see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.